Ladies and gentlemen, Andy here. I went from depressed and suicidal to living a life of abundance and joy. If I can do it, you sure as hell can too. I haven't recorded a podcast in, golly gosh, maybe 3 weeks at this point. I always record podcasts, a bunch of them all at once ahead of time, and then I schedule them out. So you would have been listening to podcasts, but this is the first time that I'm sitting down. So I feel like I'm revisiting an old friend, you. Hello, how's it going? And speaking of which, what an amazing segue. Doubts can often feel like an old friend if you're able to see them as such. I wrote an article many, many, many years ago called I Am Always Full of Doubt. And I've covered this topic in YouTube videos and other podcasts, but I'm someone that's always had a lot of doubts with the goals that I'm working on. I have a lot of insecurities, plenty of limiting beliefs. I've never been a confident badass. That's just not me. And over time, you know, starting a few years ago, I've been able to start embracing those doubts and seeing them as just a very normal part of the self-improvement process. You know, if you set really big goals, you might have a lot of doubts. There's a really great quote, which I believe is by Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, but often gets misattributed to, I think, like Muhammad Ali. But if your dreams do not scare you, they are not big enough. And the point of that quote is sometimes when we set really big goals, it comes with a lot of fear, a lot of doubt, a lot of worry, a lot of limiting beliefs, a lot of feelings of like, there's no way I can achieve this. It's just not possible for me. I'm not good enough. You know, I'm too old. I'm too short. I'm too bald. I'm too lazy. I'm too this. I'm too that. I'm too dumb. I'm too smart. Whatever it might be, there's all of these sort of limiting beliefs that crop up. But those doubts don't have to be a bad thing. And something that Byron Katie says is doubts are like an old friend that visits you from time to time. And if you're able to meet your doubts with a smile and say, hey, thank you for visiting me, old friend. Let's have a look at what this doubt is all about. Instead of running away from the doubt or labeling them as a bad thing or being scared of them or going, fuck, I have doubts, therefore I should believe them. I would just automatically believe my doubts. You know, these doubts are telling me that I can't achieve this goal. Well, that must be true. What evidence do I have that it's not true? Well, I have a doubt, so therefore it must be true. You know, instead of doing all of that, if you're able to see these doubts and just say, hey there, Mr. Doubt or Mrs. Doubt, I see you visiting me again. Great, let's just investigate whether or not you're actually true. This doubt is actually true. Or if it's just a limiting belief, if it's just some baloney that's in my head. And when you're able to be a little bit less automatically believing of your doubts, in other words, when you're able to see your doubts and just say, hey, I don't have to automatically assume that that's true, then you can start taking those little baby steps towards your goals and start taking that action. But a doubt doesn't have to be this big, true, scary thing. You know, so many people see their doubts and they just automatically believe them. My doubts are telling me that I'm too short and I'm not going to be able to talk to women. Therefore, it must be true, so I shouldn't even try. My doubts are telling me that I'm too old and I'm in my late 30s and it's too late for me, so I shouldn't bother trying to live my life and go for my goals. Therefore, because I have that doubt, it must be true, so it probably is too late for me. And people will cling on to their doubts as if they're universal truth, as if they're some sort of fact. But no, what we do is we see those doubts, we greet them with a smile, and we say, hey there, Mr. Doubt, you're always there every time I try and work on a goal, so nothing's new here. You know, doubts are always going to be there. That's part of being a human being. But I'm going to inquire into those doubts and see if they're true. I'm going to take some little baby steps and some action to test out if they're even true. And a lot of the time when you take action towards your goals, you take some baby steps, you come to see that the doubts that you had or the things that you were worried about, they're just bullshit. Like a lot of the time, they're just, I'll just go out and say it. They're almost always bullshit. Let's just say that every time they're bullshit. Now, I'll give a little bit of clarification there. Sometimes your doubts are very useful information. Like sometimes those doubts are there because, you know, you might have a thought of like, I'm too fat and no one will be attracted to me. Like that's a doubt. You can kind of go in there and use that as useful information. you can take a step back, maybe ask some people that you trust. Maybe, you know, you're welcome to hit me up for a coaching call and I can answer that question honestly, or you can go on some forums, or you can talk to some friends that you trust and say, hey, do you think that I could benefit from losing a bit of weight? Like, do you think that I would be more attractive if I lose weight? And pretty much everyone, the answer is yes. And so then, great. Those doubts have now just told you something. The doubt of maybe I'm too fat to be attractive to the opposite sex, that's useful information. That can be motivation to then go and lose some weight or go and work on your appearance or go and improve yourself. And so doubts can be a very beautiful thing. The same with insecurity. It can show you some of the stuff that you might want to improve in order to get better results or in order to get some results. But I want to be very clear that doubts are not a barrier to entry. Again, so many people see their doubts as universal truth or as a fact. You know, I feel like it's too late for me, so therefore that must be true. I feel like I'm unworthy of love, so therefore that must be true. I feel like there's no way I could make it. That must be true. How the hell do you know? If you haven't really, really, really gone all in with a goal, you don't know if it's possible or not for you. You might have all of these seemingly logical reasons why you can't make it, but they're really just limiting beliefs and their doubts and their insecurities. They're not necessarily truth, and 99% of the time, they're not truth. They're just a doubt, and you can see a doubt as a piece of information. Like I said, maybe it's useful, maybe it isn't, but it's almost an opinion. And if you can see your doubts as an opinion or one side of the story or one opinion, you know, and there might be other opinions. Maybe my doubt is I can't make it, but there's another story there. There's another opinion. Maybe I can make it. You know, both of those are equally true or could be equally true, but we often see the doubt as some sort of truth and we just automatically buy into it. But understand that doubts are a very normal part of setting big goals. I have doubts all the time. I just don't believe them, but I will still use them as useful information. You know, if I have a doubt that I can't make enough money or something from a business, which is a doubt that I used to have with this coaching business and everything I'm doing now, I will use that and I'll go, okay, like, how can I take some baby steps towards making money? If I'm worried that I won't be able to make enough money, what if I set a budget so I know exactly how much money that I would need to make to pay the bills? What if I slowly work towards that? What things can I do to make more money? Blah, 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 blah. And so it can be useful information, but I don't believe the doubt. I don't believe, oh, it must be impossible for me to make money because I don't think it's possible. I have a doubt that it's not possible. So maybe that's true. Maybe I shouldn't try. No, I notice the doubt and then I take action anyway. And sometimes those doubts might affect the action I take, and that's okay. You know, like sometimes I might be very hesitant. Sometimes I might not go all in, or I might take a little bit of time to start slowly working up to going all in because I have all of these doubts and I'm holding myself back and I'm nervous and this trepidation. That's okay. Like, that's not a bad thing. That's very much a normal part of goals and working on big things, is that sometimes your doubts and your fears scare you. That's okay. That's why I focus on baby steps. That's why I give myself permission to suck, and I don't expect myself to be perfect, but doubts or no doubts, you can still take action, especially if you have these doubts. Like, let's say you're doubting that you can achieve a big goal. Okay, break that goal down into smaller steps and keep breaking those smaller steps down into even smaller steps until you get to a point where you don't have doubt anymore. You know, if you're a single male and your goal is to go outside and start hitting on women and build yourself an amazing sex life, you might have doubts as to whether or not you could ever do that. You might have doubts as to whether or not a woman would ever find you attractive. You might have doubts as to whether or not you deserve love or any of those things. Okay, break it down into smaller steps. Instead of saying, I have to find love, I have to build an amazing relationship, I have to get over my approach anxiety. No, those things are scaring you. That's what the doubts are there for. So it's great to have those beautiful big goals, but now break them down into actionable steps that you can take. So your first actionable step might be, I'm going to go outside and just say hello to one woman. And if that scares you too much, like if you have doubts as to whether or not you can even do that, okay, break it down even further. I will go outside and I will just smile at one woman. Okay, I can do that. I don't have doubts anymore. That's possible. And then you go out and you do that. And then you set the next baby step. And by the way, if even that seems impossible to you. If the idea of smiling at a woman seems impossible to you, great, break it down even further. I will go outside and I will think about smiling at a woman. I'll just think about it in my mind. And I'll do that for a couple of weeks. Every day I'll go out and I'll think about smiling at 100 different women. I'll look at them for half a second and then I'll look away, but then I'll start thinking about what would it be like to smile at her. And after you've done that 100 times, I promise you, you'll be able to actually smile at one woman. You'll work up the courage and you'll do it and you'll go, wow, okay, I did that. And then you'll start smiling at women more. And then eventually you'll work up the courage to just say hello to one of them or give them a compliment. And then you'll slowly work up the courage over time with baby steps. But anytime you feel these doubts, break it down into the smallest possible step that you could actually take right now that doesn't fill you with all of these doubts. You might have some doubts and that's okay, but like you're not overwhelmed by the doubts. And then take that baby step and then just keep making more taking more baby steps. Over time, they all add up. I promise. That's how I've achieved everything. It's been tiny little baby steps. Most of, let's just say 99% of what I've achieved hasn't been giant big leaps where I do crazy, ambitious, amazing, courageous shit. Sometimes that happens, but that's pretty rare. The vast majority of the time, it's not that glamorous. It's just one baby step at a time, slowly added up over time, and then I just don't quit. I do it for long enough, sometimes years, until I finally start to hit those or build up to that point where I'm hitting those massive big goals, achieving big things, having threesomes, losing 77 pounds, building a business, going full time with the business, coaching at this point hundreds of people, like all of that shit that was built up with slow, gradual baby steps over time. That's how I've done everything. So doubts are very normal, I promise. They're like an old friend, or you can greet them like an old friend instead of being scared of them. And you definitely don't have to believe them. See them as one opinion or one side of the story. This doubt is telling me that I can't achieve my goal. Okay, that's just one opinion. I don't have to automatically believe it as fact. And just because it's in my head doesn't mean it's true. You have a lot of crazy thoughts in your head that aren't true. You don't necessarily believe all of those. And so why would you necessarily believe your doubts right off the bat? Go and take some baby steps. Go and take some action. Go and find out if your doubts are true or not. And when I say find out, I don't just mean try once. I mean try persistently over a long period of time and really give it a good go. And you're going to come to see that, let's just say 99% of your doubts are kind of just one opinion. They're not necessarily correct. Most of the time they're wrong. They're just that cautious part of your brain that's trying to keep you safe. And that's a beautiful thing. Isn't it nice that our brains want to keep us safe? And that's what doubts and insecurities and limiting beliefs are for. They're trying to keep us safe and secure. They're trying to keep us comfortable. They're trying to save us from rejection and failure. And that is what doubts are there for. Doubts literally serve the purpose to keep you alive, to keep you safe, to keep you secure, to keep you from feeling pain or rejection or suffering or hurt. And that's a beautiful thing. But you can look at that part of your brain or that part of yourself and say, hey, doubt, I really appreciate you trying to keep me safe. That's really nice of you. However, I want to achieve my goals. Like, that's really important to me. And so I'm going to pay the price of a little bit of temporary discomfort, a little bit of temporary nervousness and fear, because it means that ultimately I'll succeed with my big goals. So, hey, Mr. Doubt, I see you there. I appreciate what you're trying to do. You can come along for the ride with me if you want to. I'm not going to suppress you. I'm not going to tell you to just go away. Don't bottle up your doubts. Don't necessarily try and get rid of them. Just notice them. See them, wave hello at them and say, hey, old friend, would you like to come on a little adventure with me? I'm going to go and achieve goals, big, ambitious, amazing goals. I have beautiful, big successes that I want to reach. Would you like to come with me? You can tag along. You can be doubtful and neurotic and insecure, and you can be there the whole time. And I'll give you a hug from time to time and tell you that everything's okay. But I'm going to be achieving these big goals. You're very welcome to come with me. And that's all I've ever done with all of my goals. I've basically said to my doubt, hey there, you can come with me. Hey, old friend, let's achieve big things together. Doubts are not a bad thing. Doubts don't mean that you're weak. Doubts are definitely not fact, but they're just a friend that's sometimes insecure, sometimes fearful, sometimes neurotic, and you can bring along that friend with you on the journey. If you'd like more help with any of this stuff, I have coaching calls. I have a big coaching program, probably the easiest, way to get in touch with me for coaching is to grab one of the $200 coaching calls that I offer. We can sit down for a couple of hours, go over any doubts you might have, any goals that you want to achieve, anything you're struggling with, blah, 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 blah. And I will push you to become the best version of yourself that you can be. There's a link in the description below to that. I also have a big coaching program, so there's a link in the description below to that. As always, ladies and gentlemen, go out there and crush those goals, even if you are full of doubts. And I tell you what, it would be a little bit weird if you weren't full of doubts. Everybody is full of doubt, especially me. And look at all the beautiful things that I have in my life. And that's with all of those doubts. So feel those doubts and then go out there and crush those beautiful goals.